welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
The scene. It's this element of structure for your story, and we all write them. But sometimes it seems like this overlooked aspect of our story, right? And I'm not sure why this is. The scene's not as elemental as the word or the punctuation. It's not as long and sexy as a chapter. It's not as easily diagrammed as a sentence, right? But it's just so important. There's an old book by Raymond Obstfeld called Crafting Scenes. And in its first pages, he has a chapter called What a Scene Is and Isn't. In it, he quotes Rosalind Russell, who was asked what made a movie great, and she answered, moments. And Obstfeld compared that thought about movies to our thoughts about scenes, and he writes, the more moments a work has, the more powerful it is. Think of each memorable scene as an inner tube designed to keep the larger work afloat. And then he has this corollary where he says, the fewer memorable scenes there are, the quicker that work sinks to the depths of mediocrity, which is very, very mean and horrifying if you're a writer. So the thing is, like, you have to think, what's a scene and how do you make it memorable? That's the obvious question, right? A scene is usually action that happens in one setting, but it's not always. It's really about focus and its length. It can be 10 pages or it can be one, no matter what anybody else tells you. It can vary. Obstfeld says that a scene does the following. It gives readers plot-forwarding information. It reveals character conflict. It highlights a character by showing action or trait, or it also creates suspense. So that's a scene. But what's a memorable scene? Well, it's unexpected. Something unexpected happens, usually. And what does a scene have to have? A beginning and a middle and an end. And that beginning is like a blind date. He says, you have to tell the reader what's going on and not just expect her to know. That beginning has to set up where you are. It has to hook the reader in. It has to pull her into its clutches so she wants to keep reading. And that's really the most basic elements that you as a writer need to know about your scene. You want to keep reading, gotta have beginning, middle, and end. The more unexpected it is, the more memorable it is, and you want to ground it in setting, and you want to have those elements where you're giving the reader plot-forward information, you're revealing character conflict, you show a character goal too, you highlight a character by showing their action or trait, and create some damn suspense. I'm going to have more every week. I fail at marketing because I do. But every week I actually have more on my Living Happy Patreon. It's a Substack. And I talk to paid subscribers or give them extra information that goes along with these podcasts. So it's just livinghappysubstack.com somewhere. I don't know. See? Suck at marketing. But not at writing. And neither should you. We got this, right?
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that versus smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People or Carrie Does Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.